Publisher's note: complex scientific and moral problems are not resolved through censorship of dissenting opinions, deleting content from the internet, or defaming scientists and authors who present information challenging to those in power. Censorship leads instead to greater distrust of both government institutions and large corporations. There is no ideology or politics in pointing out the obvious. Scientific errors and public policy errors do occur and can have devastating consequences. Errors might result from flawed analysis, haste, arrogance, and sometimes corruption. Whatever the cause, the solutions come from open-minded exploration, introspection, and constant review. Ideally, science and public policy are never static. They are a process, a collaboration, a debate, and a partnership. If powerful people challenged by this audiobook claim it contains misinformation, our response is simply this: tell us where you believe something is incorrect. Make your best arguments and offer the best available support for those arguments. We encourage and invite dialogue, criticism, engagement, and every suggestion will be heard and considered. Since The Real Anthony Fauci is being published in the middle of rapidly unfolding events, and since censorship and suppression of information is underway, it's best to approach this audiobook as a living document. At the end of each chapter, listeners will be directed to the Children's Health Defense website for updates. We've published authors with views on all sides of many controversies. That's what we do, because at its best, publishing is a town square that lets everyone be heard and lets everyone else listen if they choose to. As Alan Dershowitz says, "I always learn when I read or hear Bobby's take." I can go several steps further, knowing from my inside view how principled and careful Bobby is as an author, and how painstakingly this audiobook was researched. This is an important journey, and I look forward to taking it with you. I'm Tony Lyons, publisher, Skyhorse Publishing.